Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific gentleman who's a multi-talented voice actor, TV host, actor, narrator, and all kinds of goodies. Born in Rushville, Illinois, lived in Ripley. And if you're wondering where that's at, he'll tell you more. And he began his career loving to make people laugh with his impressions. And he'll give you some, I'm sure, silly voices. And later joined the Army, touring overseas to entertain. He left after 6 years to study psychology at North Carolina University and worked as a signal support system specialist. Also worked as a heavy wheel mechanic, generator repair. He was stationed in Germany, Fort Hood, Kuwait, and Baghdad, and received numerous medals for his service. And of course, he's also done some film, radio, TV, podcast work, Branson, Missouri, and also did a little bit in Chicago. And he's got a potential project that's coming up. We'll talk more about that. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studio somewhere in Western Illinois, the multi-talented voice actor, TV host, actor, narrator, and soon-to-be worldwide extraordinaire with a huge following, ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Stephen Hamm. Stephen, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Talk about an introduction. Who's that guy you were talking about? Oh, welcome to the Mike Wagner Show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could see why you'd be a great voice actor. You do all kinds of goes. If you want to do some impersonations throughout the show, I give you permission on that one. So, and of course, speaking of voice acting, you're basically multi-talented. You're also a TV host, actor, narrator. You're born in Rushville, Illinois. You lived in Ripley on the western half of the land of Lincoln. You began a career loving to make people laugh with your impressions and also silly voices and more. And you joined the Army, training basically just touring overseas to entertain. You also worked as a signal support system specialist in the Army. You worked as heavy wheel mechanic, generator repair. You were stationed in Germany, Fort Hood, Kuwait, and Baghdad. You left that for 6 years to study psychology at North Carolina University. You received numerous medals for your service. And you got some amazing projects you have done. You got another project in the works. You did some work in Branson, Missouri, Chicago, and more. And before we get on to that, Stephen, tell us how you first got started.
You know, it's funny that you bring that question up because I've been questioning here lately. It's like, how did I get here? It's like, you know, I actually fell into voice acting totally by accident. Right. You know, I just love making people laugh. And then one day, my friend, he was telling me, he's like, you know, you should do that for a career. I'm like, what, doing shenanigans? And he was like, yeah, I think you'd be good at it. You know, so I just kind of looked up, you know, voice acting and see who was involved. And, you know, a lot of my idols were voice actors, which, you know, a couple of them still are.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like who?
Kevin Conroy. He mm-hmm. did that for 30 plus years. He did the voice of Batman.
Alfred, Batman. This is Batman. We need to find the whereabouts of Michael Wagner.
No, Robin. I'm Batman. And you need to shut up to the Batmobile. And where's my butler? I need that Batmobile shined.
You want to know how I got these cars? Well,
how'd you get these cars?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was fortunate enough, believe it or not, a couple of years ago, I actually got to meet Kevin Conroy on Zoom through GalaxyCon when we was going through COVID. I got to meet Kevin Conroy. Then I got to meet Andrea Romano, who was the casting director for a lot of the different cartoon series back in the 90s.
Oh, I remember that. Animaniacs, Warner Brothers, yeah. And all that. That's a very recognizable name.
I actually have an autograph by Rob Paulsen as well.
Nice.
You know, and I kind of lucked out, and I'm very lucky because I have a lot of mentors that people hear on the radio and TV constantly. And I get to call them friends now that, you know, like Jim Meskimen, he was one of my mentors for quite a while, and he's a good friend, and he's still giving me advice.
Mm-hmm. Just want to see me and drop my $20 fill.
You know, because he does the current voice of KFC, you know, Colonel Sanders.
He likes that Kentucky Fried Chicken back in Nashville hot.
Absolutely.
I'm right for some right now after talking about it.
You know, and like Rob Paulsen, you know, I was lucky because he's actually friends with Jim Meskimen. You know, he does a slew of characters from Animaniacs, Jimmy Neutron. He does Carl Weezer.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron. That was my kid's favorite watching it. Unbelievable.
Weezer.
Phaser.
Croissant. You know, and I, like I said, I'm just full of shenanigans, so it's hard to catch me on a serious day.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you do take your work seriously as well, too, and pursue it seriously. And what was that one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career? What was that one moment that simply said, this is what I'm going to do?
You know, boy, that's a good question. Because there was a lot of moments that I questioned whether I should pursue it or not. But something just kept pulling me towards it, you know. My family kept insisting that I go forward and follow my dreams, you know, keep reaching for the stars, you know. So I had a good network of people backing me up with positivity, you know, like Jim Meskimen, Daniel Ross, who does Donald Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a couple others, but.
Oh.
There we okay. go. Now I can hear you.
Uh-oh, did Donald take over the airwaves or what? Did he quack up or what?
Oh, man. You know, and I'm blessed. Like I said, I don't know where to begin. But that moment of me being a voice actor, I would say would have to be probably when I talked to Kevin Conroy, because he's been my longtime idol. So, and Andrea Romano, they were such a big influence.
Mm-hmm. And how about some other favorite actors growing up, and how about some movies, cartoons, TV shows, or anything like that growing up?
Oh my goodness. Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. There's a lot of them. Well, I can do a little bit of Sean Connery, who played James Bond.
Oh, I say Bond, James Bond.
If you drink martinis, make sure they're shaken and not stirred.
Oh yeah, shaken, not stirred.
Who doesn't love a little martini?
Oh, I'm ready for someone right now. Have them shake one for me. I do want it stirred, by the way.
You know, I still watch cartoons, believe it or not. You know, I have kids, so, and I get involved with them. So I watch a lot of cartoons with them, and I actually mimic their voices when I'm playing with them, too. You know, like Mickey Mouse. You know, and I was doing Kermit the Frog there for a while. I had my puppet. I would, you know, I would play with my kids, and I would do like a little puppet show with them.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah, I'm glad everybody's here today. Kermit. Hi, Piggy.
Animal love for me.
So this is what day in life is. I have a lot of voices that I go through.
Who bothers? Oh, that's Mike Wagner. Oh, he's like my Christopher Robbins. Oh, oh, Tiggish.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike, leave. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. You make me laugh already. And I can see why some people are just attracted to you and everything.
Now, Bobby, just rip.
Well, it looks like you're about to get a number of medals and awards for what you do. You also receive a number of medals for what you do for your service. We'll talk more about that with Stephen Hamm. But first, listen to the Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget, Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love Fast Paced Mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon, paperback, and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews and Evil Eleven endorsed by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and Eminem. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson-Zia. Available on Amazon. Also, check out the Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Apple Music, Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and more. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7, 365. Family, friends, and loved ones. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MeAndMelsonZia. For great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also t-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MeAndMelsonZia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and the MikeWagnerShow.com. We're here with the multi-talented voice actor, TV host, actor, narrator, Stephen Hamm here on the Mike Wagner Show. And he's been a ham so far. And I could see this guy winning a number of awards. And you also received numerous awards for your service as well. And being in the armed forces as well, too, and touring overseas to entertain. But you also worked a number of jobs. And tell us more about that.
I didn't get awards for entertaining. That was just part of the job that I did. I just did shenanigans. But I did communications while I was in the Army. That was my main objective, was to provide communications, whether it be satellite, radio, computers, networking. But most of the time I was on the radio, I had to always talk. So I just, it kind of fell into place naturally.
Nice.
But I was, like I said, I was stationed in Fort Hood, Texas. I was with the 3rd Signal Brigade. And we ended up going to Baghdad, Iraq in 2004. We were stationed at Camp Victory. And luckily I made it home safe. And I continue to be respectful and love the troops, and I love our great, the great U.S., where, you know, freedom of choice, freedom to do anything, you know, and I love and respect all the troops out there that are still doing that today, giving us our freedoms. So I can't give enough love out there to all the veterans and the active members.
Mm-hmm. And certainly as well, too, you also worked as a signal support system specialist, heavy wheel mechanic, and generator repair as well, too, and a lot of work you did.
Yeah, I was multifaceted in different a lot of areas that my superiors thought it'd be best if I had different MOSs, because I was multi-talented. So therefore, I was used quite a bit in different areas to where my expertise would be handled, you know, in a situation I can be universal. Mm. So I took that on with a mind that was just raring to go.
It sounds like it, too. And, of course, you know, speaking of the mind, you also left after 6 years psychology at North Carolina.
That was actually North Central University.
Oh, Central. I'm sorry. Okay.
North Central. That was, I started off at a community college. I went to Western Illinois University. And then I pursued a career in law enforcement as a correctional officer because I had a family to sustain at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So the state of Illinois offered a position as a counselor because I wanted to help people. So they offered to actually pay for my bachelor's degree to finish it.
Oh, nice.
So I finished my bachelor's degree, and then I didn't get a chance to use my psychology degree like I wanted due to some medical issues I had in the future after that. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now I'm focused. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say is that when I talk about my medical issues, it's nearly my back that I refer to. I have a neural stimulator on my spine, actually. Mm. So I'm trying to use my brains now rather than my bronze.
Hmm. That makes perfect sense. I need to remind myself that. So it's like, you know, I tend to use my brawn too much, and you know, getting up there myself, it's like I can use my brain more. But thanks for the reminder too. So I'll have to work smarter, not harder, next time on that one. So yeah.
I'm a ratta.
A beater. So I just throw random jokes out there.
I am your father. but I'll be back. Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, little, there you go.
Arnold. Oh my gosh, yeah. And you know, a little Arnold kicked in, and he used his brains once too. So yeah, all that. And of course, you also put your career to work as well too. You do a little bit of work in Branson, Missouri, and you also do a little bit of work in Chicago. And tell us more about that. And also, you're appearing in a film, and you also are an announcer too. And maybe a bit of that, like with Dance Troupe TV, you're in Branson, various commercials, and everything like that. So tell us a bit about work you've done.
Well, like I said, with my old publicist, we had a lot of different areas that we were going to cover, and there were some issues going on there. So I transitioned over to Mickey Solar. So a lot of those past things that I was supposed to do, it never came to fruition. So I came to Mickey hoping for that her direction and ideas would come to fruition and blossom, you know. So I don't want to give past credit to something that I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hold any regrets or any kind of demean. I don't want to demean the publicist, but there was a lot of things that we didn't follow through on.
Okay. All right. So at least you get a little bit of exposure and everything like that. And of course, you know, you've been in some commercials, you did a little work and, you know, some of the stuff you did, like, you know, transitioning everything through Mickey and everything else. And, you know, just a bit about more what you've done and everything like that, what you plan on doing and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. What I have going on in the future with Mickey, especially, is that she's putting me into a lot of different areas, you know, out of my comfort zone. And I think that's a good thing because it gives me more exposure and it gives me more experience. We might have a future project going on with my buddy, Mark Denham, who's in England, London, England, mm-hmm. who's a fabulous actor, director, producer, writer, you name it, he does it. He's been writing scripts for movies. And then he said when he gets his scripts going and movie up, he's going to probably cast me as one of the cast members. So
nice. Okay.
That's something that I'm looking forward to if that does happen.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name of the project? Maybe just give a little bit of heads up and give us an update and everything like that.
Well, with the names of them, he has quite a few scripts written with different names. So I can't really verify which one he's going to do. You know, so I don't want to give any spoilers because this isn't a full thing that's in effect yet. So this is just a possibility at this moment.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you were to choose, you know, the sector of voice acting, like, say, commercials, TV, gaming, and or even like interactive phone and everything like that, what sector would you really enjoy doing?
Oh, my goodness. You know, honestly, I'd love to do like Don LaFontaine.
In a world where Mike Wagner rules the world.
You know, or, you know, I could use some of my characters, but the thing is with that is that you need to come up with something unique that's different than everybody else's. You know, nobody wants to hear a copycat of other voices, you know.
That's so true. Really, I've heard too many horror stories about that. And, you know, the originals get ticked off about it and everything like that. So, I mean, this is totally understood. And it's good to be original. And of course, I guess the thing is that, you know, the question is, it's like, you know, what makes original unique and, you know, just how does he stand out from the rest?
You know, that was advice I got from Kevin Conroy a couple of years ago. He was like, you know, in the world of voice acting, especially if you're going into commercials or narrations, you know, with character voices, you need to be unique. With commercials, narrations, you know, you just need to be yourself and you present it in a way that makes you stand out than the rest. So, yeah, I would say if I had to go, I would probably go into, I like doing movie trailers too. So movie trailers, commercials, and definitely characters. Those are my three top, but if I had to choose one, I would say movie trailers for sure.
Movie trailers. That's interesting. What are some of your favorite movies growing up, or some of the movies that you just watch and you currently like?
You know, I actually have a variety of movies I love. Most recent one I would say would be Ready Player One,
mm-hmm.
by Steven Spielberg, because it's unique in its own way. It describes a world, and the opposite, it describes a world that we're not taking care of. So there's so many aspects to it that evolve into its own. Probably a good classic I love is, I love like old movies, black and white movies, mm-hmm. on the Turner Movie Channel. So I have a variety. Cary Grant, you know, I love the Rat Pack. I just have a fascination with older times with the different demeanors.
Mm-hmm. And of course, reminds me back in the days too, that, Oh, yeah, a lot of characters out there. It's like, you know, Bing Crosby, to LaRue, LaRue, LaRue. He's a character of
right,
his own.
The Crooners,
You know, the
yeah.
big ears, of course, you know, Bob Hope with the long nose, Jimmy Durante, the schnoz. I love you. And of course, you got, and I'm trying to think, one who's got the big mouth. And then you got, of course, you got the overweight characters. You know, who is it? Let's see, Laurel's the skinny one. Hardy's the chubby one, or he had Fatty Arbuckle, or Jackie Gleason. He was the ultimate.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days.
Right on the kisser.
You know, and it's funny to think about, like, a lot of those older movies, especially when I love doing Ronald Reagan, and he was an actor before he became president, you know, so I just,
well, I'm sorry Nancy couldn't be here, but I did tell Mr. Gorbachev to tear down that wall.
And here's some jelly beans, Nancy. I love you.
You know, one of my favorite...
Begin bombing in 5 seconds.
One of my favorite TV shows hosts was Johnny Carson, just the way he spoke.
Oh, yes. He's one of my favorites. Yes. He's something I modeled this show on. Johnny Carson. Yes.
You know,
oh, my God.
And a lot of this stuff, that, like I said, Jim Meskimen, he is a master impressionist. If you guys don't know who Jim Meskimen, he has his own show called the Jim Preston Show. You need to go check him out. He is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal indeed. Yes. And of course, you know, and of course, lastly as well, too, what are some of the tips and advice you would give if somebody wants to be a voice actor?
I would say read scripts, read newspapers, read anything, and just talk out loud. Try to be more presentable, like you would, like you're talking to your best friend. Try to feel as natural as possible. Try to find out where the setting is. Try to understand and research. But I think it's easier than what people make it out to be. I think it's easier. It's not as hard as what you think. Once you get your mindset to the point of where I can do this, instead of feeling negative and feeling like you can't, anything is possible. I always tell my children to always reach for the stars, no matter how hard things are. Always keep reaching for the stars.
Mm-hmm. And certainly reach for the stars, indeed. And, you know, speaking of the stars in the future, what's coming up for the multi-talented Stephen Hamble? Find out just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Widener Show at themikewidenershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Widener Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented voice actor, TV host, actor, narrator, Stephen Ham, after this time. We're back with the multi-talented Stephen Ham here on the Mike Widener Show. And I mean, you've got a heck of a career going on. And of course, a thousand impressions, maybe 1,001, 1,002. And, you know, who else can you come up with before we go?
Oh, my goodness. Which character?
Morgan Freeman. Yeah, I'm an old man. Okay.
That's probably not spot on at the moment. I need to actually drink some hot tea or drink some water.
or again, some coffee. I'll be happy to share some with you.
Oh, I love coffee. Absolutely. I do so many. I'm trying to think of them all. You know, and it's funny you say that because I would say my wheelhouse is Kevin Conroy is my natural voice normally with Batman. And Dawes Butler. I kind of fall on that voice.
Oh, range. Dawes Butler. My gosh. I remember that was it. Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear. Somewhere along those lines, gosh, he was like the he was just like along the lines of Paul Frees and Mel Blanc and
yes,
oh my gosh,
yeah, boo boo, I think we need a bigger nigga basket. Ranger, Mike Wagner,
and don't you be messing with my Cindy Bear, my little boo boo.
Sorry, Yogi, I didn't there know Cindy yeah. was with you.
I don't do boo boo.
Hey, boo-boo, what are you doing here?
Well, gee, you know, Yogi, I didn't know you do a Cindy. Sorry.
I'm talking about ham. I'm off the mark today, but oh, my gosh, Dawes Butler. I haven't said that name in a while.
Oh, I think a lot of people haven't, too. But the two that come up on my radar is Jim Backus from, you know, Mr. Magoo. Oh, my boy, what are you doing here? I can't see the road. Oh, you're so multi-talented. I loved watching Mr. Magoo. Is like Roadhog. Oh, I see. I'm talking to Steven. Oh, where did I put my glasses? Oh, I see you over here. Oh, what's this? Oh, good kitty cat. Oh, That's a good kitty cat. No. And Don Adams, that's the best one. Tennessee Tuxedo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a list of mine that I was going to do today, and I totally forgot it.
Well, that's okay. You know something? Next time we need to come on the show, you can put on a little short for us as well, too. We like to get to know you and everything else, and and just a couple of things. What else can we expect in 2024 and beyond, Steve?
Oh, my gosh. It's limitless at this point because I want to get into everything. Commercials, narrations, characters. I mean, I think the sky's the limit once you set your mind to it. The way so far, Mickey wants to do a possible it's not a TV show, but more of a interview possibly with me and, like I said, possible Mark Denham in the future, where we interview celebrities and musicians, all kind of artists across the. But as far as this year goes, I would say it's looking good with a variety of things possible.
Mm-hmm. And certainly did as well, too. And who do you consider biggest influence in the career, or influences, or other influences?
My biggest influences would have to be, like I said, I keep throwing his name out there, Jim Meskimen. He's been a fantastic friend, mentor, guide. Mark Denham, he's always given me positivity and given me advice. Trying to think of it. I know I'm forgetting people here, and I don't want to forget to give them a shout out because I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Oh, that's perfectly okay. Next time when you're on, you can write those down too. Don't worry about it. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Just be yourself. Follow what you'd love to do. Even if it's not voice acting, it could be movie acting. It could be a regular job. I mean, just follow your passions.
Mm-hmm.
Dream big.
Right. And certainly indeed. And of course, don't forget, you're also on the cover of Original Magazine, or part of it as well, too. People want to read more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be in a couple more issues of Original Magazine coming up here soon. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I figured the more exposure, the better.
There you go. And where can we find all your works at, Stephen?
Well, I have TikTok. I'm on social media with Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. TikTok, I think, is at SteveHam10. Instagram, StephenHam.1. YouTube, I'm not familiar with what my YouTube handle is. I am on Twitter. I'm just trying to remember all these links. I can't remember the top of my head, but if you look for me, you'll find me.
We will certainly do as well. We're here with the multi-talented voice actor, TV host, actor, and narrator, Stephen Hamm, here on the Mike Widener Show. Stephen, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Had a really good time with your impressions. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people simply check out your works? And how do they reach out to you?
Normally it's through my social media. I answer DMs all the time. So if you feel like you want to send a message, I don't turn anybody away.
And that's a good thing as well, too. Once again, Stephen, very thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Live, I have it back. We wish you all the best. And Stephen, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Oh,